The Adventures of Patch the Bear, Book 1. This time we have with us David. Now that is a nice name, isn't it? David Gibby. Now that's an even nicer name. And it's a nice name because David is a nice man. And David is a nice man because he's going to tell us a nice story about Patch. Now that's another nice name, isn't it? Because Patch is a nice bear. So let's sit back nicely and listen to Patch the Bear, Book 1. Now, that will be nice.
The Adventures of Patch the Bear, Book 1. Once upon a time, in the big, beautiful mountains, there lived a friendly grizzly bear named Patch. He was a giant bear with a big white spot over one of his eyes, which was why everybody called him Patch. Patch wasn't just an ordinary bear. He became our very special friend, and I'll tell you how. One sunny day, I was flying high in the sky over the mountains with my kids. We were having a wonderful time until our plane started having problems. The engine made strange noises, and we got scared. I looked around to find a safe place to land our plane. Finally, we saw a snowy field below. I gently glided the plane down, and it landed on the snow. But then the plane sank into the snow, and we couldn't get out. Inside the plane, we were okay, but we couldn't open the door. We felt stuck and worried. We waited for a long time, hoping someone would come to rescue us. I tried the radio, but no one could hear us under all that snow. We were in a tough situation. Then something amazing happened. We heard a strange scratching sound. It wasn't as if someone was trying to reach us. We yelled, "We're down here!" But the sound wasn't coming from above. It was below the airplane, right under our feet. Suddenly, a big brown bear appeared on the wing of the airplane. I was a little scared at first, thinking the bear might be mean. But Patch had a kind, friendly eyes. He seemed to say, "I'm here to help." With one swipe of his paw, Patch cleared the snow from the door, and then he left. We were amazed. We put on our warm coats and carefully climbed onto the plane's wing. But Patch was gone. We followed the trail Patch had made through the snow. It was a bit strange, but we hoped it would lead us to safety. Patch had led us to a big tree. We climbed up on the tree and saw a rescue helicopter landing nearby, right in a place where Patch had cleared for us. We got into the helicopter, and as it flew away, we looked down and we saw Patch running alongside of us, heading us to a cave in the forest. We couldn't help stop talking about our incredible friend. We decided to name him Patch because of the white spot over his eye, and all the kids agreed. In the spring, we got our plane out, fixed it, and flew away. As we left, we spotted Patch at the entrance of his cave. We waved to him, and he ran around happy below us. We were so happy to have a friend like Patch in the mountains who would always watch out for us. And that's how our wonderful adventures with Patch began. And we knew he was our dearest friend.
Now, that was a nice story, wasn't it? And there is a lot more nice stories on David's website. It's called gibbybooks.com. The address is in the show notes, so if you want to read more books about Patch the Bear, go to gibbybooks.com.